Welcome to the Reflections from the Red Chair. Your host is the renowned Miss Ayanna Burnett, professional therapist and coach. Join her as she shares wisdom that has inspired thousands to heal their emotional pain. Enter the virtual healing room and take your seat across from the therapeutic red chair.
Yo, beautiful people. I am remembering, if I'm going to be completely honest, a somewhat embarrassing moment in my life that brought such a huge, when I say huge, I mean huge lesson to the forefront for me. So let's go back in time just for a minute. I am in the market for my very first car. Not in the place to be able to afford it by myself. So the beautiful thing is my grandmother, is financially going to purchase this car for me. Imagine my excitement, right? Excited to be able to have my own wheels, to be independent. And so here I am out shopping for my car, and I find the car that I absolutely love. Like, I love the way that it drives, right? It's within the budget. You know, I still remember, guys, it was a Nissan Sentra. Don't ask me the year, but it was like this goldish, tannish type of color. Love the car. So I'm certain you can probably picture, right, the excitement in my voice, the excitement on my face when I'm sitting in the dealership and I'm calling my grandmother, right, my mom, to be able to tell her I found the car. I'm sitting here at the dealer. They're ready to sign paperwork. We just need your approval. This is the car that I want, right? I want it. I know exactly what I desire. I'm looking at it. I feel it. I can touch it. I've driven it. It's real right here. And I believe it's accessible to me, right? It's sitting right here. All I need is her yes. Can you guess what happens next? The long dramatic pause should be a clue, right? So she asked me all the details, right? And says, okay, what is it? What is this car? And so I tell her, blah, 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 right? Give her all the specs. And then it's like, all right, let me talk to the salesman. So I pass the phone along, you know, waiting while they do their blah, 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 right? And so, you know, like, anticipation is building. I'm still vibing high, y'all, right? I am vibing high sitting at this dealership. And then he passes the phone back to me. And so she says to me, you know, I need some time to think about it. What? Like, I'm right here. The moment's here. I just need you to say yes. Nope. I need some time to think about it. So, okay. Right? So, oh my gosh, I've gotten this far, feeling somewhat embarrassed again, having to tell the dealer, you know, I'm going to have to get back to you. But, you know, dude's like real cool. And it's like, okay, you know, I completely understand. And so I walk away from the lot feeling somewhat devastated. Like, I wanted it now. I could feel and taste it now. But, you know, there's been a hold. Okay. Been a delay. Okay. Just a delay. I can take that, right? I can take it's just a delay. So I leave. And very shortly after, I get a follow-up call from my mama? The answer is no. We're not buying that car. Devastation. Pure devastation. Pure anger. Pure letdown. I'm not only mad at my mama, but I am mad at the world. Why? Because I am sitting and feeling as if I, like, major disappointment, y'all. Like, I can't have what I want. I can't have what I want. And there's no way, right, that I'm going to be able to make that deal happen by myself. I have to have her yes, and I have her no. Devastated. Ooh, I was angry, right? And I wasn't young when all of this happened, right? This wasn't like I was a 19, 16 something. I'm in my 20s, right? And I literally feel like having a temper tantrum. Angry. Angry, angry, angry. But I think probably instead I go the safer route, and it's more like, you know, the silent treatment, not really going to say a whole lot to you. But I mean, I felt it in my being, like everything just crumbled. Like, take a moment, and I want you to reflect on the time when you too, right, where you could see it, touch it, feel it, and you believed that your desire was possible. Like, you felt it with every single cell of your being. And you felt yourself right there, that your yes was coming, and it was a no. How did you respond? Like, literally, in your body, right? In your body, in the world within you, how did you respond? Mine crumbled, absolutely crumbled. And I was upset for a minute. So I went back to the day-to-day, which in a way wasn't so bad because thankfully I was using my uncle's car, but yo, he drove a Cadillac, the white Cadillac, y'all. So really my day-to-day wasn't so bad, but yet, you know, it was still this idea of like wanting your own. So let's fast forward in time, because I don't remember what was the time between this call and later on following up. But to make a long story short, even if we fast forward a year from that moment, the year that I got the no from my mom, to a year later, can I tell you, I was actually sitting in my dream car at the time, right? I ended up getting the Nissan. Not from that particular lot. Not from that dealer. So not that specific car. But let me tell you how clever my mom was. She went ahead and got the specs and talked to the salesman. Lo and behold, to me, I didn't know. She didn't like the price. So she was telling me, no, we were not getting that car. Because what she actually went and was doing, unbeknownst to me, was researching and finding the exact same car somewhere else for a better price, and possibly one that had better specs, you know, lower mileage, etc., etc., etc. But I wasn't told all that, and I didn't know all that. And this was the embarrassing part. I never assumed all of that. I never imagined that her telling me no to that moment was her telling me yes to something better, but still matching my desire. Ooh, that's the key point. That is the key point. I can almost cry right now, you guys, remembering this moment. It wasn't that she was telling me no to my desire and stripping me of that moment and that I wasn't going to get what I wanted. She was actually determined to get me what I wanted, but in even better circumstances. I really am crying. Like, that, do you all hear the significance of that lesson? I was so upset and devastated for no reason, because the no came about for my benefit. The no came because there was greater for me, better circumstances. maybe even a better car that still lined up with my desire, that there was more for me than I could see. I didn't see the number piece. I didn't see the details on the specs of the car. These things were not part of my genius zone. It wasn't anything that I was looking at, but guess who did? My mom did. How many times has life been trying to show up for you in the way that my mom did for me? How many times do we hit up against devastation, disappointment, and dissatisfaction merely as a result of our own limited thinking? Because we don't have the capability to imagine that that no is a yes to more. That a no can be a yes to more. I ain't really got nothing else to say. Be light.
Are you ready to take the deep dive by working with Miss Ayana? Schedule a soul check by clicking the link in the description. For more insight, visit missayana.com. Keep following and keep in mind, this is not meant to be a substitute for meeting with a helping professional.